Vodka martini, shaken, mustard. The name's Bond, James Bond. Well, as a young man, I was fascinated by Bond, and in this case, the great Sean Connery. I've only actually met in person one James Bond. It was Roger Moore. Obviously, quite a while ago. Got the book and had breakfast and had a nice chat with him. Not a nice chat, it was very fleeting. You know, little people lining up. We weren't allowed to say various things. Of course, I broke those rules because I'm here to break them. I asked him if he would say Bond, James Bond, and which he did. He did say to me, name's Bond, James Bond. It was kind of tongue-in-cheekish. Ish. We're both having a good time. But I was fascinated by Sean Connery as a young man. From seeing Dr. No and from Rush with Love and Goldfinger and You Only Live Twice and the rest of them, I, like many others of a young age, were just in awe of how slick, how cool Bond was. Yes, I'm still fascinated with James Bond. I regard Bond as more like a feeling than anything else. So it's Bond, James Bond. Now, you can say this in any time, at any time, in any time, at any time. You can say your last name first and your first name last. And you can say it in the fashion of name's Bond, James Bond. So, as you say your last name first and you put a comma in it, then you say your whole name, in this case only two names. Normally, you get a laugh, a smirk, a knowing look. Sometimes, if you keep your face completely straight, there's a befuddled look, a quizzical sort of, I wouldn't say apparatus, but a quizzical feeling comes over the recipient. And it's amusing, to put it mildly. So you might say this to a total stranger. The name's Bond. James Bond. Of course, you don't say James Bond per se. You say whatever your name is. Even more interesting, I would say. So Bond's a feeling, and it's a feeling that doesn't go away. It's not getting out of scrapes or getting into scrapes. It's just the way that Bond had a coolness about him. The little gadgets were great. They were, in fact, they were the glue that held those films together. This was the days, were the days when you went to the movies with your parents. And everyone dressed up to go to the movies. That's coats, shirts, ties, hats. Hats would be taken off inside. Fur coats, formal dresses. Not quite a cocktail, but certainly more than a casual stroll on the beach. Nowadays, well, that's all gone out the window, isn't it? People dressed up for the movies. The movies was, they were an occasion. And how odd that no one told, or seemed to tell, everyone else who was a potential moviegoer what happened in the end. This allowed mysteries to actually be shown. We'd never get that nowadays because the beginning, middle and end is displayed, abbreviated in a type of trailer. So if it's stunt-based, as he said that very carefully, you find that those stunts would be portrayed in the trailer, therefore robbing you of any anticipation, robbing you of any potential bewilderment because you knew what was going to happen or you knew the sight gag that was going to happen. But Bond is a great thing, and I intend to talk more about Bond, not about the bits and pieces and trivia, which I can do to a point, I suppose, but that feeling that generates more feelings and and people worldwide, you know, is a very good thing, I suppose. And the previous generations, people have been fascinated by Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes, Baker Street. People go and wonder where 22B or whatever it was, Baker Street. Actually, think that Sherlock Holmes was a real person. Well, if you look at Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson, he said that very carefully too. You see these characters from Basil Rathbone and everybody. They've been repeated time and time and time again because there's something very alluring about a chap, a flawed chap, being able to deduce things. Whether or not the Egyptian establishment used it as a manual is debatable. Who would know? Well, I'm sure someone could find out, but you know, you're destroying the myth if you do find out. So let's get back to Bond in future episodes. I've been reading about podcasts. Comedy is the number one thing for podcasts. Who knew? Who knew? So I'm quite happy to jump into that. What I find funny, others might not, and you know, who cares? But I'll lighten up. Instead of being serious, I don't want to talk about business. What a load of... I mean, it's not my scene. Plenty of people talking about business. Boring. It is boring. Unless you got $1 million, it's boring. I mean, it's okay for a bit of this and that, but you know, when I say $1 million, I mean $1 million every second, every minute, every hour, every day, blah, blah, blah. Let's talk about something that's really cool. What turns us on as people. Okay, take care, and let's do some more later. Bye.
It's Black Friday. Black Friday today. I've been to a couple of shops
prior to today.
Pretty mad.
And also very confusing.
We don't have Thanksgiving in New Zealand, so you know, a lot of these Black Friday things started last week. Some start today, go on to Cyber Monday. I've been brought up with that either, so it's kind of a new thing to me. But there's online, and then there's clearances, and then there's the normal shops, and they've all got different prices and various other things. But it's been fun shopping online. It's been kind of weird that the shops. I wouldn't go to a shop today, but then again, I'm not the targeted market. Or am I? Maybe I am, I don't know. But you see something online that you like, with these various payment platforms out there, it's achievable. So you wind up getting something that you may not have, and you wait for couriers, you know, to come to your door, with maybe 2, 3, 4 days, whatever, because of the backlog. Also, got a lot of car stuff to buy. It's been just one of those things, you know, one after the other after the other. It's been a bit of a hassle, actually, but hanging in there, because there's always someone far worse off than you, so that attitude prevails always. Someone else is worse off than you. And if you think like that, then you'll always be appreciative of what you've got, no matter how small it may seem at the time. Sure, somebody else has more than you, but it doesn't matter. What you've also got to do is get the energy. I'm into this energy stuff. I need to get more energy. Well, I've actually got a lot of energy. At the moment, it's hot. Well, not that hot, but
stuffy. What was the bit on? What was the bit?
I'm going to turn this radio down here. I'm sitting in the car here. I'll turn some of these windows down because it's a bit stuffy. Probably going to rain. And got the dog in the back, just waiting here. I thought I'd give a quick podcast. Now, it's a big political day today, as you know. We won't talk about that because we can talk about that later. If you're interested in that, then you know, go listen to the radio or TV or online. And across the road, I'm looking at people on a Friday afternoon having something to eat, having meetings, you know, probably the occasional beer. I was going to have a beer this afternoon. Maybe I will. I don't know. You know, I like to sort of have these sort of things more of a bonus than anything. have a beer, have a barbecue. I mean, if you did it every day, and I've done it every day, I've been to places almost in another life where we had a barbecue every friggin' day for 6 months. Yeah. It was a, you know, working situation that just so happened that barbecuing was the best way. We'll talk about that another podcast. Actually, very, very interesting. Not too much today. Anyway, this is a short one. Take care wherever you are. Don't bloody go nuts in the shops. Maintain your cool. Maintain, as they say, maintain. All that stuff. And if you do buy something, good on you. Enjoy it.
If you don't buy something, well, it doesn't matter. You know, maybe you weren't meant to have it in the first place. Either way, enjoy yourself. Have a great day. Eat well. And get that energy, like me, and use it probably to, you know, get what you know, what you want. Wherever you are, take care.